Well, for the Blues, they racked up their first win of the season, and it was an impressive one at that, beating the Giants by 29 points. Jess Hosking was a major part of that, as she always is for Carlton, and she joins me here on the Sporting Capital. Jess, good evening and congratulations.
Thank you. How are you going?
I'm very good. Nice to sing the song. It's been more than a year.
Yeah, look, it's been a long time coming at the moment, but it was definitely an emotional one for a lot of the players, and we had so many players on debut. So, yeah, it was definitely very exciting to finally get our first win of the season and sing the song.
And it was a big huddle too, wasn't it? Did I even see it? Was our own Andy Maher? Did he even sneak into that huddle as well?
He definitely is, or he did. He's probably one of the most passionate Carlton supporters and one of the most passionate Carlton staff there with him.
I can see he's had an impact. There's no question about it. Now, it wasn't just the win. It turned out to be your, from a Carlton perspective, your highest ever score in the AFLW. It just seemed, watching it, it just seemed like you're all having a whole bunch of fun out there.
Yeah, I mean, we've put so much work in, and we've had a massive pre-season, and I guess that win was just a reward for effort that we have put in over the pre-season and I guess the first two rounds.
Held to 16 points in round one. Since then, you followed it up with 44 and then 65 on the weekend. Was that something that was discussed after round one to maybe try and take the game on a little bit more?
Yeah, I guess Harf is really driven to us to play open and attacking brand of footy. So I guess coming with that brand of footy, it's hopefully going to bring a bit more score and I guess a bit more excitement to the game as well.
Do you kind of feel like that's the way that quite a few teams are going? You obviously watch all of the other teams play. Do you feel like that everyone's opening up the game a bit more this season?
Yeah, I think across the board, everyone is scoring higher. That's going to come with, I guess, the improvement of skills. And I think that the stoppage rule as well has really helped open up the game, that it's only a free kick between the arcs now. So it gives more opportunity, and players aren't scared to, I guess, have a shot on goal this season either.
I wanted to ask you about some of the rules, because you're three rounds in now, you've had a chance to adjust to them. The 5-6-5 rule in particular, watching it, to me, it makes it seem as if the centre clearances are even more important than what they ever have been. Would that be a fair call?
Yeah, definitely. I think it emphasises that players have to stay in their own, I guess for defenders and forwards, they have to stay in their own arcs, and then it's really up to the mids to kind of get the clearance. And I guess once they do get the clearance, it's then up to the defenders and forwards to maintain possession in the forwards. So I think, yeah, definitely it's made it a little bit harder in a sense that there's not so many people around the ball, but it has opened up the game a lot.
But it probably suits your game, I'm guessing, as well. You're someone who likes to get physical and take your opponent on one-on-one. Have you found that?
Yeah, it's been a little bit different for me this season. So I've swapped to the back line and I'm actually really enjoying it. It's kind of made the game a little bit easier for me, because all I have to really worry about is what's in front of me. I've probably pulled up a lot better than I have in the last season. I'm not as sore. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
What are you saying? The defenders have got it easy, do they?
Not necessarily, but I'm definitely pulling up not as sore as I was when I was in midfield.
Jess Hosking from the Blues joining me tonight here on the Sporting Capital. Jess, tell us about Maddie Propaskas. She came with a lot of hype last year at pick number 3 in the draft. Watching her on the weekend, 3 goals, 21 disposals. She's already got a Rising Star nomination up her sleeve. I think she looks pretty comfortable at the level, don't you?
Yeah, she definitely does. Mad didn't really need to work on too much coming into pre-season. She's a smart footballer and very, very skillful. She's kind of complemented the rest of our team as well. So she's a player that we were looking for in the draft, and we were just lucky enough that we were able to get her.
Have you found that, I mean, you look at Maddie and you look at, say, Bridie Kennedy from the year before, just to name a couple of your newer teammates, are you finding that as they come in with pathway systems in place, that they're getting more and more better prepared each year? And I suppose you think back to your pathway as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the pathways that there are now, and I guess the age group that the girls are starting footy, They're definitely prepped and ready for the physicality of the elite level, and a lot of them are a lot more skillful just because they have started at a young age. So it's definitely, I guess it's definitely a win for those younger players coming through that I guess the older players haven't necessarily had the same pathway.
Jess, tell us about Bree Davey. Last year, her injury, I mean, in a year where everything that could have gone wrong for the Blues did actually go wrong, Bree was probably the biggest one of the lot. Back out there this year, her presence is there for everyone to see. Tell us what it's like having her back out there now.
I guess for any player, you never want to see them go down, but an ACL injury is probably one of the worst injuries any footballer can get. Bree's been incredible in her off season with her dedication to her rehab and just the impact she's had on the team while she was out. I think for Bree, she's learned a lot in her off season and probably not necessarily things that most players would be able to learn if they weren't injured. So I think that's probably taken another step up on Bree's game, and having her back, like, her leadership is next to nothing, and she's just an incredible player and an incredible teammate to have.
Tell us a little bit about the life of an AFLW player now. We're in the third season and it's evolving all the time. How much time do you spend at the club, I guess, from Monday through to Thursday night or Friday?
It's tough with work as well, but we would spend probably 5 hours a night on training nights. So, we're at the moment 2 to 3 times a week. And then obviously on other days, we've got other things that we have to complete as well. So we do end up there for at least between 15 to 20 hours a week. And then in between that, we're at work, which I'm also currently at work now. it's for 8 weeks that we're in the season, and it's the sacrifices, I guess, that we have to make for those 8 weeks and then the extra couple of months in pre-season. But to all of us, it's worth it. And we kind of just plod along as we do.
Do you kind of feel that you're all, you've got this bond in a way because you are all doing the same thing? Some of you working, some of you at uni, but in amongst all of this, you've just got to be good with your time management and make it work.
Yeah, I think the fact that we know everyone else is kind of in the same boat in the league, that it does make it easier. And if we are having a tough day, we can turn to one of our teammates or other staff that are doing the same thing that we're doing. So we do have the support behind us from everyone. So it does make it a lot easier.
The Cats this week, are they a bit of an unknown still? I mean, one of the two new teams coming in this year. Do you feel like you're across them enough at this stage, or will that go on over the course of the week?
I think we've got a pretty good idea of what the Cats are going to bring on the weekend. We did have a pracky match against them just before the season started as well. So we did get to see a little bit of them and their style of play. And I think we've definitely got players that will stand up this game. And yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting match, but hopefully we can get the win on the board.
And just before I let you go, now that you have moved away from the peninsula and you've moved up into the city and you're part of that crew now, have you got a cafe recommendation for us that we should be looking at? I think you're over the north side, aren't you?
We're out in Armidale. Nice. So our local go-to, we've got a couple, but Street Talk Espresso is one very close to our place. So we get down there a fair bit. We do have a little bit of a food page going on as well. if you want any tips, head over to Hungry Hoscos.
And just plugging the Instagram on the way out. You know one thing, you'll never have to pay for a coffee after giving the local cafe a plug tonight as well. Hey, Jess, thank you so much for your time. I love the way you go about it and love the way that you play. And from a Carlton perspective, you're fantastic on the weekend. So good luck this Saturday against the Cats.
Thank you.